Listen, we read this paragraph in here about these, quote, coronal discharges that you guys were seeing, and that completely stops us. Tell us how this came about, and who talked to you about it, and what you saw.
They reported it on, or somebody reported on one of the earlier flights that some guy up, I got the letter, his paperwork somewhere, and he shipped it down to me at the Cape about two things where the VHF radio noises which could be discharged from someplace in space, and the other one were, I thought it was a Neil flight, he's got airport is being planted on a spacecraft at night with their eyes closed. They noticed them when they were awake at night, the spacecraft was dark, and they thought they were in a spacecraft. Yeah. But whoever this guy was to know, that's a perfectly known phenomenon. You can get discharge across your eye from gamma rays or something. So they had a bunch of things. Would we fold our eyes and face the moon, you know, when we were orbiting it, because it would be more, you'd get less discharges facing the moon than away from it. They don't have to be anywhere near the moon or anywhere. The first night out, bing. And if you keep your eyes closed and you're awake down there and it's dark and you think about it, when it happens, you can figure out, you can sit down and it's one eye. It's not a discharge you see in both eyes. You really see it with one eye or the other eye, and you can see what kind it is. We had two kinds. I guess the particle either strikes the eyeball perpendicular or it discharges parallel. And we'd get either a flash like that, or we'd get a streak. And I feel like this is, I know, I either got a flash or a streak. And I, for some reason, got a more with my left eye than my right eye, but I could tell which eye it was when I was concentrating on it.
I'm trying to tell you the reason he did it, because his, where he slept, was always on the left side of the spacecraft. And that's not going to whistle across there, and I caught all the right ones in my eye.
They should have protected you, Dick. They should have picked them all up.
I may surprise you to hear about this because we were asked to specifically experiment with this type of thing.
I remember their conversation about it.
Sure. They thought it was something, you know, penetrating the spacecraft. Right. What Pete described is the exact phenomenon that all three of us saw. You see a light, you know, just a flash out there, or sometimes it'd be a streak. And I saw them in both eyes, either eye, and I can't remember if there was one that was more predominant than the other. But I agree with Pete, it's a phenomenon that you're not seeing with both eyes. It's not something external to you, it's something that's
inside
you. Coming across with that one eye.
Apparently they know that.
Apparently it's a completely known phenomenon.
Well, we've been looking for cosmic rays, you know, cosmic ray strikes, and heavy particles, heavy nuclei that go through. You know, we started at clear back in Mercury, taking photographs of the retina to see if you could see streaks across the retina and stuff. We never could find any in there, and so we stopped that up early in by the end of the.
Your eye is what the fastest healer on your body, and if it's doing anything, you're never going to see it by the time you get a guy back. The only way you're ever going to see it is if you photograph it right after a particle went by.
Well, probably what it's doing anyway is probably hitting just a single cell, and that's all it'd have to do, particularly make this flash, you know, you hit a single cell.
I saw one night, looking at the MDP, a handrail up above, and one right along, I don't know where it went, it appeared, you know, right straight along that handrail for about that distance. And I just had to be looking at that, and you could almost see him at will.
That's right, where you just lie there and
you close your eyes. What if they want to see one? You open one eye and chances are you see it.
We didn't believe it at first. We thought it was first night. And I was sitting spring-loaded from that, you know, what we heard. And I asked Pete, he'd seen them and got playing in the beach. And they said, the middle of the mission, you wake up at night, you say, well, I think I ought to see something. You can close your eyes on the face, you count about 1 minute.
Let me ask you one more question about Hart. Here.
Were these random distribution of these, or did they seem to be fairly horizontal?
Okay. Were these things random, or did they all seem to be in one direction? Like, were they always horizontal, or were they at random? They could be at any kind of angle.
But the streets I saw were mine. The one I saw were horizontal. I was going to say that's interesting. Mine, it seemed to me I had the impression that they were always roughly in the same place, and mine were horizontal. The horizontal streets were always. If I knew where I was looking, it always seemed like the horizontal streak was a little bit above the center. And it always seemed to me it went from right to left, no matter which eye it was in. The discharges were more towards the center, and it would be just a, it was just like a pinpoint of light when it closed again.
Like somebody was flashing a light at you.
That's right. Generally not too big a light.
Is that about the same for both of you? Is that the same reaction you had, Dick and Al, the way Pete described it?
What's that? Yeah, mine were about 30 degrees horizontal, but they were coming. See, I didn't notice them from the right or left.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. But about the same, they seem to appear about the same place.
No.
The horizontal ones that I saw were generally above the
same way.
Yeah. Was generally high. Now, I don't know that I can't include any other. I can't remember. I just don't remember any of them being down on the lower part of the division.
Well, I you see, as Dick's telling you about seeing them with his eyes open, and other things that he centers eye on the lights on the instrument panel. Well, I used to notice them the most when I was down there in that sleeping bag. It was pitch black down there in the hole, and it wouldn't make any difference whether my eyes were open or closed. And I could lay there for, I used to kill time that way, say for a half an hour, and either open them or close them and wait, and sure enough, after a while, you'd get one. And then I'd sit there for a while and say, okay, was it in the left eye or the right eye? It'd take you a while to sort it out. But you usually figure out which eye it was in.
Now you know what you're doing. You're supposed to be sleeping.
Yeah. There was a comment that...